Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Tuesday, June 4th, 2024. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by SetApp. Leading off today, although the iPhone 16 Pro will mostly resemble the design of the iPhone 15 Pro, we are expecting some small changes. The screen sizes of both the Pro and the Pro Max are increasing slightly, and we might also see a dramatic further reduction and the black border that is visible around the screen. A new rumor this week says that the iPhone 16 Pro might feature the world's thinnest smartphone bezels ever. This claim is talking specifically about the border that surrounds the screen. The dynamic island display cutout isn't expected to change this year and will look the same. Apple is reportedly using BRS technology for the upcoming iPhone 16 Pro displays, also referred to as border reduction structure technology. This has reportedly caused some manufacturing challenges because the wiring and circuitry near the edge of the screen has to be bent downwards to achieve the smaller bezels. But the result is that the reduction in bezel will offset some of the increase in overall device size as a result of the screen sizes themselves getting physically bigger. The iPhone 16 Pro will increase from 6.1 inches to 6.3 inches, while the Pro Max will go from 6.7 to 6.9. The phones will still feel a bit larger in the hand, but not as much so if the bezels were not simultaneously being reduced. In other news today, Apple has made a quiet update to the tech specs of the new M2 iPad Air, which first launched last month. Despite originally saying the iPad Air's M2 chip featured a 10-core GPU, Apple now says it features a 9-core GPU. In a statement to 9to5Mac, Apple said, quote, "We are updating Apple.com to correct the core count for the M2 iPad Air. All performance claims for the M2 iPad Air are accurate and based on a 9-core GPU." End quote. The second part of that sentence is key. Apple is saying that all of the performance claims it made about the M2 chip in the iPad Air are accurate, despite the mix-up about the 9-core versus 10-core GPU. For example, Apple says that the M2 iPad Air is nearly 50% faster than the M1 model, and the graphics are up to 20% faster. Apple hasn't elaborated any further on what exactly happened here, and how or why it advertised that the new iPad Air featured a 10-core GPU online, when apparently it did not. Realistically, most iPad users won't notice the difference between a 10-core GPU and a 9-core GPU, but still a little bit more explanation from Apple would be useful in this situation. We are sponsored this week by SetApp. For a single monthly subscription of $10, SetApp gives you access to over 240 apps on your Mac. Using the link in the show notes, you can become a SetApp member and get full access for free for 7 days. With SetApp, you can install as many apps as you want and browse its curated collection for ideas of new Mac apps to try. Just think of a task you'd like to complete, then open SetApp, search by that task, find a collection of apps suited for you, and get to work on getting things done. SetApp membership includes full access to all apps on SetApp, app updates, and new releases. Again, just hit the link in the show notes to sign up for SetApp and get started today with a free, fully featured 7-day trial, then just $10 a month going forward. It's easily the best $10 I spend every month, so hit the link in the show notes to get started today. Rounding out today, while new AI features will steal the show at WWDC next week, Apple does have a number of other changes planned for iOS 18. Rumors say that Apple will let users freely place app icons and widgets on their iPhone home screen for the first time. This means iPhone users will be able to break free from the current fixed aligned grid and create gaps between widgets and app icons. Another big change coming to iOS 18 will reportedly be the ability to customize app icons. Bloomberg says that this new feature will let users change the color of app icons on a system-wide level for the first time. We're still waiting for more details on how exactly this will work, but the example offered by Bloomberg suggests you can make all of your social icons blue or finance-related icons green. Apple Maps will reportedly add support for custom route creation with iOS 18, enabling iPhone users to design their own specific routes for a trip instead of relying on one of the routes suggested by Apple Maps. Bloomberg says that iOS 18 will bring a revamped Control Center functionality and interface to iPhone users. The new control center will reportedly feature an updated music widget and improvements to HomeKit integration. Currently, iOS will intelligently choose up to 6 accessories with HomeKit to display in the Home section of Control Center. This layout, however, is managed automatically and isn't always great at surfacing the exact details and controls users are looking for. Ideally, the changes coming with iOS 18 will give users the added customization to pick which exact HomeKit accessories show up in Control Center. Finally, iOS 18 will reportedly include a new version of the Settings app for iPhone users, which will feature a revamped interface with improved organization, alongside more powerful search that makes it easier to find the exact settings you're looking for. So even though most of the excitement about iOS 18 is around the new artificial intelligence features, Apple also clearly has other plans in the works specifically focused on customization. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find an ad-free version of the show at 9to5mac.com/join. Find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.